Thursday, the faithfulness of Daniel. In Daniel chapter 6, we find a fulfillment of the meaning of the dream which Nebuchadnezzar dreamt about the image with the different metals. Now the time had come, the time when the gold of Babylon, the head, was changed to the silver of the Medo-Persian Empire. Normally, when another empire is established, the leaders of the former ones are killed one by one. But this time, one of them, who was in a high position in Babylon, was again used. Daniel. He became a very, very high position in the next kingdom as well. He was now a very old man, because 70 years he had been in Babylon. At the age of 17, he had been transferred from Israel to Babylon. He was now nearly 90 years old. And the king, King Darius, appointed 120 satraps for ruling the kingdom, with three administrators over them. And Daniel was one of them, and the king above all of them. And now, the king discovered that Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities, so that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. He was about 62 and he wanted to retire. And that Daniel, although Daniel was much older than he was, should take care of all the affairs of the kingdom. He knew when Daniel takes it over, then everything will be okay. Now, these administrators and satraps were not amused about this plan. A slave from Judah should be their big boss, their king. Oh no. So they tried to figure out, is anything about Daniel's life we can tell the king to say, look, you can't put him into this high position. He has done this and this and this bad thing in the past. But I couldn't find anything. But they had a close look at his life, and they found out the following habit in Daniel's life: the morning, at noon, in the evening, he prayed to his God loud in his house, open windows. So these administrators and some satraps, they went to the king and said, the king should make an edict to decree that for 30 days it's allowed only to pray to the king, not to any god or any man. Otherwise, you will be thrown into the lion's den, which will be your death, of course. So everybody knew it's better not to pray. What about Daniel when he heard about this? He went home. What did he do? The same as ever before. In a loud voice, he prayed to his God as usual. So this group went to the king. They ran to the king. Yeah, and because of the law, the king had to act. He couldn't change it, even himself. He wasn't able to. So Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. The morning the king came to the den, calling Daniel Has your God been able to protect you against the lions?
Of course, my king.
Darius was so pleased. The accusers were thrown in, and the Bible tells the lions overpowered them before they reached the floor of the den, and they crushed all their bones. So they had been hungry, of course. But Daniel, he survived. This story tells us what is needed for the end time. Our theme is Daniel in the end time. What's going on? If people want to kill you because of your faithfulness to God, what should you do? Just go on. If you shall die, you will die. And if you shall not, you will not. It's in your Lord's hand. And even if you die, he will resurrect you. So what is the problem? Till tomorrow.